The International Council on Development and Learning has short courses coming up, along with our certificate courses at icdl.com/courses. Check out DIR 441, Affect-Mediated Motor Development, taught by Mary Beth Crawford, a DIR physical therapist. On June 2nd, DIR 404, Treating Fears and Phobias in Young Children, a repeat of this successful course by psychologist Dr. Karen Levine. And I will be offering my course, DIR 402, Be Sure, Supporting, Understanding, and Respecting the Expectations of Parents, for practitioners, live online Wednesday, June 19th. Check out the times in your time zone at icdl.com/courses. You're listening to Affect Autism, where affect is the number one tool we use in supporting child development through playful interactions. You're listening to We Chose Play, a podcast from Affect Autism, and I'm your host, Daria Brown. Today, I step outside of the DIR floor time world to showcase If I Need Help, a nonprofit that reunites those who might become lost, disoriented, or need assistance in a critical moment with their families, loved ones, and caregivers using modern technologies in a practical, accessible, and affordable way. So providing assistance for our loved ones with communication differences. I've purchased their products since 2016, and I welcome today Bruce Wilson to tell us more about If I Need Help. Welcome, Bruce.
Hey, hi there. Thank you so much for having me on. Usually my wife is my partner in all things, including our nonprofit. But we're doing two things today. So I get the great benefit of getting to hang with you.
Awesome. Well, we've emailed back and forth since 2016. I have your seatbelt ID alert thing, whatever it is. It's like a material thing that Velcros around the seatbelt. I have the keychains. I have patches. When my son was younger, I would put those keychains right on his zipper of his coat. And now they're sort of inside his pocket because he's 14 and a half. So for those listening there, I'm going to actually share, for those that are listening on audio, I am sharing the screen to show the website of If I Need Help so people can see what we're talking about, because these are essentially products, and it's ifineedhelp.org. If I go to the shop tab, they're products that have a scan code, and you go on the website and register your child and information and phone numbers. And Bruce, on the tags that I've ordered, I've put my son's name, and I've put mom and my phone number, dad and dad's phone number, so that if ever, God forbid, one of us is driving in a car accident and unconscious and ambulance comes and my son's alert, at least they can see mom and dad's number and scan it to see where we live and how to proceed. So this is such an important product, and I know that the idea came from a very serious, almost catastrophe emergency that you guys had. Do you want to tell us how it all got started?
Well, our son is now, he's 21, but when he was just starting out in elementary school, maybe second grade or something like that, and we would drop him off at school, and the class would mingle around with the teachers and the aides while everybody assembled, and then they'd go inside. And one day they all went inside, but they left my son outside.
Oh no!
And he at the time was totally nonverbal, except he could say the word cookie. So anyway, he was outside there, and no one knew that he hadn't been brought in. And another mom just happened to walk by that knew who he was and brought him into the school. And then that was kind of it. The school was never going to tell us. And then we were at a restaurant, and the other mom just happened to be in that restaurant and said, "Oh yeah, I found your son and brought him in." And she told us about that. And, you know, and the school hadn't told us. The school wasn't, they were just going to say, "Oh, we slid on this one." You know, but fortunately, you know, cause we talk to people now, you know, all day long that have kids in similar situations. And they talk about the terror of, you know, when their kid goes missing. And we can imagine that terror for sure. But the couple times my son has been separated from caregivers and stuff, we find out afterward, you know. So I mean, at least there's that. But we could easily put ourselves into a place, you know, where other parents are. That's basically how we started this. But my wife Erin said, "Too bad we couldn't put a QR code on a shirt." And so that sort of started the whole thing. And I was working in the post-production industry, you know, and entertainment for audio. And so we started this, and then this became our whole thing. And it's been surprisingly a surprise change in career, and it's very rewarding, you know, especially since a lot of the parents we speak to, their children have been found. You know, they'll say, you know, my son, you know, lived in a group home that we just heard one the other day, and he was he wanted to go, and he's an adult now, and he wanted to go to a liquor store and get like soda or something. And he got out of his group home and he had no money. They didn't know who he was. He just took a soda and he started to just walk out. And I guess the police were called, and the police saw his tag and just realized immediately what was happening and called up the group home, and they came and got him. You know, so the parents are just, you know, grateful that their child was returned and all that when we speak to them usually. You know,
I
so
can imagine how rewarding that must be because I know when we would travel in the and I'm in the Toronto area, Bruce is in California. When I'm in the Toronto area, when we went on vacations in the United States, we would go to places where we would see model trains and real trains in Strasburg, Pennsylvania, and then we went to Disney World. And my greatest fear was, what if suddenly my son runs and we lose him in a crowd, and I have no idea where he is? And that's why I had a tag on his shoe. I had the tag on a zipper or something of his pants or pocket. I have it now on the seat belt in case, like I said, God forbid, I'm in a car accident or something. And I always tell him now, I say, if something happens, you point to that seat belt and say, please help. Here's, you know, my mom and dad's phone number. And he's verbal and he memorized my phone number. But it's just a peace of mind, I think, for so many. And it's great for me to hear that you hear the results
All
of
right, and we
when
never,
things work out.
yeah, and we always hear them accidentally, you know, like you know, people don't, when stuff like that happens, people generally don't think about sharing it with us, and then we'll do a Zoom presentation to a group. We're vendored with the state of California, so we're doing safety kits, which are a combination of products for the state. And we'll do like a Zoom in a particular portion of the state, and all of a sudden, you know, like two or three people will say, "Yeah, my kid ran away and he came back, you know, using your system and all that."
It's a backup. It's an emergency prevention. It's a backup. It's peace of mind for parents. Have you heard anything about, because it's not just autistic kids that are wearing these ID patches or on their shirt or on their bags or on backpacks, whatever. Have you heard anything about the kids feeling embarrassed or self-conscious? Because I know when my son started to get older and I would put it on his coat zipper in the winter, which you may not experience in California, but we do here in Canada, put it on his winter coat zipper, he's like, no, I don't want that tag, no. And maybe it's just because he doesn't like things on his zipper, and maybe it's an awareness that this sets me apart from other people. Have you heard that? And what do people do about it?
Well, I mean, we haven't heard that, you know, like people saying that much, because we make about 80 different things, because people with special needs by definition have special needs. And so a bracelet might work for one person and not for another. Some people want to Some people, like my son, if he gets separated from us, something's wrong, you know. So we need him to be real obvious. So we have like a patch on every shirt and a locking shoe tag. And so he's real obvious. But for people that only want that stuff to be seen when there's a reason for it, we have, like, for our safety kit for California, for instance, we have an ID card that goes in a wallet. We have a keychain that, you know, is keychain for their car or their house or whatnot. We have a dog tag that they can choose to show only when there's a thing. We have lots of products that people can use at their discretion. And that was a big thing we started with it, when we designed our products, because some people don't need people to know all the time, and other people do.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, I tell my son now that it's in the in his pocket, so it's hidden, and I say, if you need help, you show people this. And I just think the name is so intuitive, if I need help.
It also, like our patches. I mean, I have a bunch of stuff right in front of me.
I can
But
pull it up on your
our patches say, in big letters, if I need help, and then scan or go to the website and put in this number. You see on you can click that one if you want for safety kits.
So for people listening on audio, I'm on the website ifineedhelp.org under shop, and then I clicked on the patches. And for those watching on YouTube or at affectautism.com, you can see that there's a starter kit, safety kit, 1 through 9, or probably more than that, where you get stickers, patches, dog tag, keychain, seatbelt tags.
Those are kits that we put together, based on clients. Like California is a client, Massachusetts, the state of Massachusetts is a client, and they we have some insurance places, in various states. And they'll have a particular need. They'll be like, we want to give this to our families, but we only have, $30 per kit. So, then we made safety kit 5, which is $26 plus shipping.
And
So no, go
I
on.
see that you have Alzheimer's written on some, so it's for people of any kind of specific need that they have, like if someone has Alzheimer's and they get lost, that's an issue too. So
Sure is.
it's certainly not just our autistic children.
And Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff is the opposite, because, like, our kids, we know. Oh, there I am with my original artwork on the lilies and May shirt. The dementia thing, like, for my son, we knew when he was small and slow that he was like somebody that would try to run away from us and could get lost or go missing, so. You kind of ramp up to that. It's, he's small, I could catch him, and he can't reach the door, things like that. And as he gets taller and stuff, you come up with strategies. Whereas people with dementia, a lot of times, we hear lots of stories of people that went missing, and you just don't know, that they're just dad. And they're always the way they have been, and maybe they're starting to get more forgetful, or maybe they have a diagnosis, but it's not really seen. And the first time they go missing, they might never come back. And we know somebody like that started a big thing in LA called LA Found. That's a county website that helps people with wandering and stuff. And so he was at a museum with his wife. She had early onset dementia, and they both went to the bathroom, and she came out first, and she just kept walking. And she was about 2 years, and she was never found. And about 2 years later, we had a big fire in the Malibu Hills, and they found a skeleton, and it was hers.
Oh man.
So no, how did she get into the Malibu Hills? We'll never know. But that's an example of, like, if somebody has a dementia diagnosis, You got to get something on them really fast, you know, because you just the first time they go, you know, is the most dangerous time, perhaps.
Definitely. Now,
So, one thing when you were talking about the patches, you know, in the name, if I need help, it's, you know, it's very convenient because it expresses what you want to do with the patch. You know, it's like, you know, oh, what's going on here? If I need help, you know, it basically describes that this person might need help.
Yes, and you can have written at the top, autism, Alzheimer's, dementia, seizure risk, or whatever you want to put on there. And as I mentioned, I put mom and my phone number, dad and dad's phone number, so that people see that first.
Yeah, and a lot of people do stuff like that. A lot of people will put like mine, for my son, it has just his first name on the shoe tag, and then we put like, you know, our website, telephone number, because that goes to both my wife and myself, and then we say, you know, autism low verbal on it, so people get a little bit of a clue of what's going on with them, as well as a way to get in touch with us, and then they can scan for more info, and then we've chosen to put, you know, his medications on, you know, in the more info portion, as well as, you know, ways to de-escalate situations and things like that. But we don't tell people what they have to put. You know,
So let's back up for just a second. So we're talking about, so I'll come back to this page that I'm showing now in a minute, but let me go back to the shop page and show the identification tabs, for example. So you mentioned the shoe tag, which I'm showing here,
yeah.
and it is a tag that goes on to the shoelaces, and there is a QR code. So for people that are behind the times, like possibly me, you put your, okay, is this correct? I only know this since COVID, when restaurants have their menus now on QR codes. I never knew this before that. So you hold your phone up to that QR code, like the you get your camera on your
Yeah.
phone as if you're about to take a picture. And when that QR code gets registered, a link pops up on your screen of your camera, and you click it, and it goes to a website. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it goes to a page, like we say our site has a caregiver controlled special needs registry. So, you know, once you're a member, you just go in and there's a thing that says My Account, and you go in and you set up a profile and emergency question and answers. And so the what we call the public profile would show up, which is basically your own web page, and it'll show your, you know, you can upload a picture of your child, and you can put whatever information you want. You know, telephone numbers, you know, any type of thing you think you would like a finder to know.
So
And then
I have that up here for those looking at the visual. It's at ifineedhelp.org under free sign up. You can sign up, put your name, address, phone number, and then you set up an account. And I'm not going to go into my account because I don't want my personal stuff being shown, but like Bruce says, you can fill in, child's name, and there's like a box to put like whatever you want. You can upload the picture, like he said, information about how to de-escalate, things that your child might like I put, my son will love to talk about Super Mario because that's his latest thing. Before, when he was
Yeah.
younger, I put he likes trains. He may or may not answer you, but he'll understand you. You can put whatever you want, so that the person that gets that QR code gets to that website, sees a profile and a description of whatever you want, which is super helpful. And like you put medications if necessary, like if they're having a seizure, their medication is in their left pocket or whatever.
Yeah, and there's 3 parts to our registry right now. One is the part you see when you'd scan a QR code, And when we started 10 years ago, a lot of people didn't know what QR codes were, you know. So we did a podcast recently, and someone said, "Oh, you're an expert in QR codes." And we're like, "Yes, of course, you know." But you know, you hold your camera, and you know what I mean, it's like there's not a lot, you know, for the user to know. It's basically very intuitive, you know. Anyway, but back when you were showing the free sign up, there's also a part that says something like additional funding companies. And for California and for various places that we have relationships with, you click on there and you choose what the funding agency is, you know, your state, you know, benefit, however you get your benefits, and who the service coordinator is, and then you choose. When you go into shop, you just at first you just see the products that are with that company, and then you can you know request them, and your caseworker or service coordinator gets an email saying that someone you know your client is requesting this because they have communication issues. Please talk to them. You know, and then we get approval and make it and ship it. But you can also go in like someone like yourself that isn't, you know, doesn't have, you know, you're not in California, so they wouldn't fund you. But you could get your benefits from another agency in Canada, and you could put in, you know, additional funding agency, I think, is a pull down, and then you could put in your service coordinator's email address, and you could, you know, select products, and they can get an email saying that, you know, this is, you know, because my son or daughter has communication issues, these are products that we're requesting you to fund. And then you can see if they'll fund it. And if they do, then, you know, we can make it and ship it to you, and your organization would fund it, or your, you know, benefit place. And then we typically are able to help everyone in that area after that, because they don't usually just say, okay, you can just do it for this one person. Then they usually make you a full-on vendor at that point.
Yeah, it's great, and I know that part of what I like is that you do it once, but then your profile is there. I can go in and order new products if I decide, okay, I that like for instance, we used the one thing for so long that it started to wear like I needed a new one. So I went in and then you can order like multiple ones and you don't have to re-enter everything again because your information is all there. If you move or whatever, just remember to go into your account, update your address. Of course, every so often you might want to update, especially if your children are young, update their skills and what's happening with them. I know that I did that recently and it hadn't been updated since 2016. So of course my child changed a lot since then.
Yeah.
But
Well, our stuff is kind of designed to set it and forget it, you know. So it's easy for that to happen, you know. And typically, you know, some of the information is a lot of it's still the same, you know, but things do change, you know. And the objective is to, you know, help your kid and get him home to you, you know. So your telephone number would most likely be correct still, especially if it's on a device. You know, you'd see, oh, that's wrong. We, you know, we need to do up an update on that. And you know, people can have multiple QR codes. So each time, each product you get has a new QR code number.
Okay. Now, maybe I have an idea for you that you can feel free to take or ignore, but maybe if you have everybody's email address in your database, you could send them yearly reminders or something like happy holidays or happy birthday on their birthday. Just a reminder in case you want to update your whatever. I know that I personally would appreciate that because then it would prompt me to go in and double check that everything's still in order.
I think that's a good idea, you know. You know, and we do have everybody in a mailing list, and we do a lot of giveaways and stuff. You know, but I think that's a good idea to set something like that up. Maybe we could have like once a year is like, you know, renewal, you know, update your profile reminder day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be helpful. And you just brought up the giveaways, and that's another thing I wanted to talk about is I see it a lot on your social media because I know you're on Twitter and sorry, X and other social media where you'll say like we have this particular product and then I'll get an email saying, you know, for this month we're giving away this for free. And then people can order one thing or for free or whatever. And I imagine that for you, then it prompts them to see, oh, I might get this other stuff while I'm ordering this.
Yeah, but we don't really think that way. I mean, we should. It's we're really thinking like, how do we help the most people? You know,
Yes.
and we have this you know, like we have some financial products from a company called Thrivent, and they have these action teams, you know, and so we get these small grants, you know, for each account. You get like two small grants for that charities can fulfill. And so, you know, we're doing like, you know, six giveaways a year from them. And yeah, it does bring in some stuff, you know, but it's mostly just, you know, we're just helping more people. You know, and our you know, a lot of our revenue, well, right now, you know, most of our revenue is coming from the state of California, you know. So it's not really like, you know, if we made like $1 zillion, it's not like, oh, we get to keep half a zillion dollars. You know, I have like a modest salary, and my wife is is still a volunteer. You know, so you know, we're not really you know, trying to make lots of money to just make lots of money. You know, we're trying to make lots of money because we've helped lots of people, so we can help more people.
Yes, and that's I think such a great way to get the word out by doing the giveaways because then more people have this information and hopefully more emergencies are prevented. So I love it.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool stuff we're giving out too, you know. And a lot of things, like your suggestion about the email, a lot of our stuff were you know, suggestions from parents. You know, it would be great if you had this product. Like when you showed our products before, there was a pendant, you know, because some people with, you know, daughters and stuff said, well, you know, we want something that's you know, a little bit more jewelry like. You know, or you know, and have some different colors, you know, because before everything when we started was like gray and white.
Yes.
You know, so somebody said, you
I'm
know, people would probably like that, you know, th those are our you're showing our fidget blankets, because you know, so we used to do a bunch of selling on Etsy. You know, and we weren't really doing that. We were selling like street signs, which are really cool, you know, because we have these big street signs that like counties like in Florida and stuff buy from us. Right there's a custom pendant that like at the top there,
Yep.
and
And
it comes in six different colors, or five or something like that,
yes,
five
here at the
colors.
bottom. Yep.
Yeah, and girls seem to like that. You know, at least that's the feedback we're getting. You know,
Right.
and our thing again is we try to have lots and lots of different options. You know, a lot of people that do what we do, you know, have one big product, you know, where it's a tracker that goes on your wrist, or you know, and we try to give people a lot more thing. If you see the, you know, the alerts thing right there, if you just want to scroll back down a little bit, you know, we have
Right
all
here.
kinds of alerts. Yeah, we have bumper stickers, we have window clings. There's our street sign at the very top there. Oh, right there, yeah. And you know, we have a lot of alerts. We even have like alerts that, you know, how like when you go to a hotel and you don't want the maid to come in, you put
Yes.
the thing. You know, we have those things that we make custom. And then Angelman syndrome, we have a friend that has a kid that's very severe with Angelman syndrome, and so we're like, oh, let's make a whole assortment of things for people with Angelman syndrome. It's you know, quite a few people have that, you know, but it's still, you know, it's not like, you know, Down syndrome, or you know, it doesn't have those kind of numbers, but it can be pretty severe. So, this kind of stuff can be helpful for that. And it's kind of cool that, if somebody calls up with Angelman syndrome, we actually have a product that has like a logo that we invented, but
Right. Yeah. So the website is ifineedhelp.org. It shows here even the section found someone, so you can enter the code if you found them and you for whatever reason didn't scan the QR code, you can go to the website and enter the code manually.
Our bracelets, can't really fit a QR code on
Ah,
it.
yes.
So on the bracelets, the number is there. It says
Got
scan
it.
it. It says go to the website and and click this and type in the code.
Perfect. At the bottom of the website, ifineedhelp.org, join our mailing list. So people, if they want to join, can go there. Oh, here it is. You're in Santa Clarita, California.
Yeah. We're talking to parents all day long because for California, the service coordinators typically send us what they call a face sheet. They'll talk to the family and then they'll send us a face sheet and they'll say, mom is interested, please give them a call. And then we, talk to people all day long. So we have our finger on the concerns and the things people like and don't like and all that in this community. And so people say some really great things. Which the ID card was a woman that was a young adult. She was having some problems. What was the product? I think it was I think it was the ID card. And she was she would have anxiety attacks and she would lose the ability to speak. And people had struck her. She had terrible experiences. I think she'd been arrested, all kinds of stuff. And so she said it would be great if you had an ID card. So we made this ID card. And her bullet points were like, I have autism and anxiety. If I'm anxious, please be patient with me and tell me a joke or something. And so, so the first time she had, an anxiety attack, a person that looked to be in charge came over to see what was going on. And she's like, this is going to be a terrible situation, and she showed the guy the card and he's like, so this rabbi and a priest go into a bar, and then she was fine, so she's like escalating. Oh, I'm okay. So she didn't escalate to the point where she became in danger, and she was able to de-escalate to the point where she was, able to move on with her day. And it was just because she had a tiny bit of information that she could share with somebody. Information, could be the difference between a bad day and a good day. And a bad day can be really bad. People die.
Yes,
Not all the time,
absolutely.
but some do.
And especially for a lot of autistics who are situationally mute, the situation might impede them from being able to speak verbally. And like you said, people that know them might say, "Oh, I know that person. They speak all the time," and they don't understand that they're why they're not speaking. So having that ability to pull out a card and hold it out, even though you don't have the ability to speak, you can have that ability to hold out a card, and it's just I love that.
Well, and there's so many products like that. We've had people that, drive cars that they get pulled over by the police, and that's not their normal thing. And so, they can be all kinds of ways, and police are unsure what they're walking into, so things can be misinterpreted. And if you have an ID card in your wallet, you're kind of like, oh, I'm reaching for this, and a policeman on the highway might misinterpret it. So we have the keychain. So they can, that they're it's already at their hand. They take it off and they go like that. Oh, you have autism. Yes, I do. We've had stories like that. We hear about scenarios and we try to solve for them, because if we solve one person's scenario, probably a lot of other people have the same kind of thing.
For sure, which is why we want to get the word out with this podcast so that if you have a child or a relative or somebody or yourself who thinks this could be beneficial for you, that you hear about this product and can register at ifineedhelp.org.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I appreciate your time for doing the podcast, and hopefully some more people will hear about this and will prevent some more emergencies.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And thank you so much for everything you do. If anybody has any questions, ifineedhelp.org, under the contact us, you can get a hold of Bruce. I think you're just Bruce at ifineedhelp.org, and your wife
Yeah.
Erin, Erin, at ifineedhelp.org for more information. And I will put links to everything at the blog post for today's podcast at affectautism.com. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's to choosing play and experiencing joy every day.
Okay, and I have to say that I got a new laptop. I've been fiddling with settings and not understanding what the heck is going on with my audio. What a convenience that I record a podcast right after I get this new computer and have these problems with Bruce Wilson, who not only runs ifineedhelp.org, but is a professional audio engineer in his past life for years and totally helped me fix the sound. So I hope this podcast is sounding better. I thank you so much, Bruce. That was a great coincidence.
Well, thank you, because now I can write off all my audio needs on my taxes because I just used it professionally.
There you go. Your check is in the mail.
Caregivers, I facilitate the International Council on Development and Learning's weekly parent support meetings every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and monthly on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. These are free drop-in meetings to support caregivers implementing floor time with their children. Let us support you in finding the connection and joy with your child as you support their developmental process using DIR. See the events menu at affectautism.com or the Parents tab at icdl.com/parents.